I would like to invite Piotr Natkanski, who is acting as sales director of the Guarantee and Warranties Department at BGK, to speak about the role of BGK in providing the guarantee. Piotr, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much for the floor. Hello, everyone. I'm happy to see so many of you gathered here today. Now, my role is as follows. I'm expected to present to you key information regarding the implementation of this guarantee product that was designed specifically for farmers and the agri-food industry. What we want to achieve is to use these guarantee funds to facilitate access to financing in the form of working capital loans as well as investment credits. The origin of the fund has already been described by the speakers before me. Now, during my presentation, I would like to focus specifically on the product, its parameters, and our prior experience thus far over the past year implementing this very product. Now, in this slide, you can see information about our prior experience. In addition to the Agricultural Guarantee Fund, we have a slew of other instruments that are available. So we are comparing here in this slide the guarantee fund with other guarantee products. In addition to agricultural guarantees, we also offer guarantees, and that's been done since 2015, as part of the COSME program, which is a wide-ranging SME program. We cooperate here with 12 banks. And please note that the longer a given guarantee product is available on the market, the better it performs in terms of sales, meaning the better loans with such guarantees sell. Our guarantee products have a mushroom effect. So once the sales machinery picks up momentum, a growing number of financial institutions and banks get on the bandwagon. And you can see these trends in COSME. As you can see, we have exceeded 30,000 loans granted for the total amount of 5,600,000,000, generating loans at the rate of above 7 billion zlotys. Now, another guaranteed product that we might want to compare with the agricultural guarantees is Business Max Guarantee. This is part of the cohesion policy, EU funded, as part of the Intelligent Growth Program. Now, this is not a mass product. It's targeted at a very specific group of entrepreneurs who are innovative, who are very much involved in organic farming or environmental protection, and that's very similar to farming guarantees. We have an EU fund and a special guarantee fund. Now, we have fewer guarantees because each of these guarantees is worth more on average. They're designed mainly for company investments or for company development, company growth. As of the 31st of March, we have extended 1,034.34 zlotys worth of these guarantees. The value was 2 billion. Now, moving on to agricultural guarantees for farms, for the agri-food sector. Now, please note that at this point, we have agreements in place with 11 banks as of the end of March 2021, we have extended 2,300 plus guarantees. The total value of these was 360 million zlotys, and the value of these loans was 460 million zlotys. Now the sales are picking up from one month to the next. We now have 70 million zlotys more than this number. There is a growth of 50 to 60 million per month in new guarantees, which is owed to the use of working capital loans that are not linked to investments. These are what we call liquidity loans that are offered during the COVID pandemic. And that is the most common type of financing these days, the liquidity type of financing that is covered by this guarantee fund. I'd like to draw your attention to the average amount of a guarantee that is offered as part of this fund. That value is 74,000 zlotys, so it's quite low. This average results from the fact that, it's 154,000 zlotys. That's because these loans are mainly liquidity loans, short-term, COVID-related. Why don't we look at which sectors are dominating here? It's mainly farming, basic production of food products. 343 million in guarantees almost. Then production and processing, almost 13 million. And the lowest amount went to trading companies, a little bit over 8 million zlotys. Now, as a curiosity, we might want to mention COSME. COSME guarantees, which also support farming with smaller amounts on market terms. This is not state aid. And in this portfolio, in the COSME portfolio, we can also see farming financing at the rate or in the amount of 250 million zlotys. Next slide, please. Please allow me to explain the business model involved here in the guarantee portfolio lines. In BGK Bank, a dedicated guarantee fund was established for this very purpose. Funds from the Rural Development Program went into it, and now that bank fund can be used and was used to establish a guarantee fund. We could sign agreements with crediting lending banks, and these lending banks, on our behalf, extend guarantees. So for working capital loans and investment loans, they offer our guarantees to specific customers. Farmers now, or processors, in order to get those guarantees, they no longer have to contact BGK. All formalities are completed with their lending banks. So they go to one of the 11 banks that have contracts with us, the portfolio line contracts. They apply for credits, they apply for loans, and they also apply for guarantees. All the formalities, the assessments, etc., are carried out by that lending bank. And when the lending decision is made, the decision to provide a guarantee is also made at that time. Our guarantee offering of BGK is quite extensive. In addition to farming guarantees, we have a wide range of other products currently on offer. We have seven guarantee products offered on a portfolio line basis. Please note the role of guarantees. Our intention is to use guarantees to facilitate access to investment and working capital loans. In addition, we want to put in place a system of incentives for various kinds of financing or investment based on these interest subsidies for interest on working capital loans covered by those guarantees. We also want to mitigate the impacts of inadequate security on the part of banks. Or what the banks see as inadequate security. Sometimes farmers don't want to risk their property and therefore they do not establish proper security. And even if there is security, lending banks have their hands tied because of various restrictions on debt collection from farmers. Now, to mitigate that risk, we can use the BGK guarantees. Moving on, I'd like to touch upon parameters of our guarantees. This guarantee rate is up to 80% of the loan cap principal. The guarantee amount is up to 5 million for farmers or up to 10 million zlotys for processors. The most essential thing here, from the point of view of the borrower, is that there's no guarantee fee, no commission. The guarantee is free throughout the use period. Borrowers do not have to pay any commission to receive the guarantee. Now, the availability period of guarantee varies, and in the case of renewable working capital loans, it is up to 39 months. This is a temporary solution. Before the pandemic, that guarantee could not be used at all for working capital loans. Since May or June last year, banks have been offering working capital loans with such agricultural guarantees for up to 39 months. Now, non-renewable working capital loans may have guarantees available for up to 51 months, while investment loans have the longest periods up to 183 months in the case of state aid. It's a little lower for a de minimis. Now, the security here is a blank promissory note with a promissory note guarantee. What makes this guarantee instrument even more attractive is interest subsidy. Now, this amounts to 2% of the amount of loan extended, and it covers the first year of borrowing. Now, since interest rates are quite low, most interest, or even the entire interest in the first year of borrowing, gets financed with the use of these very subsidies. Our guarantees can be used by three target groups. One of them is farmers, defined as entrepreneurs who are in the micro or small company sector who are in the business of producing basic agricultural products from Annex 1 to the Treaty on the Functioning of the European Union. Another type of guarantee beneficiaries is agricultural product processors. These are SMEs that are registered to process or market agricultural products. And the third group is the processors of non-agricultural products. And they're also SMEs registered to process or market non-agricultural products. Now, as far as the object of funding, we don't refer to any specific eligible expenses, but there are certain types of projects that can be financed that we talk about, and that concerns farmers, as you can see here, or processors, as you can see in this slide. And moving on to the next slide, please. Now, in closing, I would like to show you some of the benefits to farmers and entrepreneurs of using our guarantees. One of them is facilitated access to financing. Another is the fact that there's no cost of loan security. Thirdly, we, in addition to free guarantees, we offer interest subsidies. We offer flexible use of one's property. So in addition to BGK guarantees, we don't require any additional hard collateral, physical collateral. For farmers or processors, and that is very important, every guaranteed loan is supposed to be offered on the terms that are better than standard loans. So longer grace period, lower commission, financing for longer periods, or for bigger amounts that you would normally get without the guarantee. Now, regarding lessons learned for the future, what's important is to make interest subsidies a permanent fixture in the guarantee system, because that generates interest, as we've seen. We would like to increase subsidy or extend subsidy interest subsidies to investment loans. So after all the stopgap measures during COVID, we want people to start investing. We also want people to start investing in green projects, in renewables especially. And we want this product to be a permanent part and parcel in the banking product ranges as an alternative to basic loans, not only for investment, but also for financing ongoing operations. Thank you, and over to the moderator.
Thank you, Piotr.